A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 25. He went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said to him, "Where have you been, Gehazi?" And he said, "Your servant went nowhere." Well, this is the ridiculous excuse that Gehazi has, this evil servant, this the closest co-worker of the greatest prophet in the world at that time, Elisha. He had seen a marvelous miracle that had just happened, the cleansing from leprosy of this great general Naaman, this pagan man who had come with many gifts for Elisha, but Elisha had refused it all because he knew that God's blessings need no payment. He was teaching us, even in the Old Testament, what the character of God is like. He says, God says, come and buy from me without money. Come and drink freely. That is the principle of God. But Gehazi operated according to his own principles. He was an evil servant compared to the little innocent Israelite girl whom God could use to be a blessing to Naaman and his family. Gehazi was the exact opposite. And so the tables now are turned. Naaman is healed from leprosy, but Gehazi gets that very same leprosy. Do you realize, dear friend, that you might be working your cunning plans of deception, believing that others will surely believe your story, as Gehazi believed that surely Elisha, being an old man, would believe him? But Elisha says, "Did not my spirit go with you when you did this and did that?" He's actually saying, "Did not the Holy Spirit observe? Wasn't he right there? Didn't he even see into your very heart, O Gehazi?" UNkulunkulu uyazibona izimfihlakalo zenhliziyo. God sees the secrets of the heart. And now, though it must have been painful for Elisha, he said, and it closes, the whole chapter closes with these words, "Therefore the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and to your descendants forever." And then we are told, and it's the last words now, "So Gehazi went out from Elisha's presence, a leper like snow." Wouldn't it be awful if you end up like that, with the tables turned on you, pagans being blessed, but the Christian finding that he's losing out, he misses out because of his own evil heart? Are you like that?